Other horns don't.
Everything that we do every day, we want to be a champion.
Get your mind right and let's go. Do the little things. Win every day.
It's the someplace they play football.
Everything with an attitude.
Alabama, you listen.
I don't give a shit who we're playing.
Don't let them play against and make his ass quit. That's our framework. That's our MO as a team.
Richardson breaks free on the sideline.
This is a mauling, folks, a mauling.
Fear the tide, honey badger.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast National Championship Pregame Series. Tommy, this is it. This is the one. We're going to talk special teams and predictions. Kick us off.
Man, let's start by talking about what we know so well, and that's the Alabama special teams. We have been very fortunate this year to have a coming out party in Cody Mandel, and he has just become the thing of consistency for this team, whether he is in there for two punts or uncharacteristically six or seven punts. His ability to get, you know, two more yards in his hang time and throw out about a 42 to 44 yard average with the speed that we have, I think is really going to limit much in the way that Notre Dame can do. And they kind of limit themselves already, right? Because they come into this thing ranked 115 on punt returns.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I hesitate to use the word weapon and with a punter, but that's sort of a rare error. But he can be an asset to our game. He can pin them back. He's played, you know, you're right. I mean, he's sort of a revelation this season over the last season, keeping teams pinned back, you know, back their drive start. And then anytime you take a team that's going to have to drive, you know, 65, 70, you know, 80 yards against our defense, I like the odds of us over the course of a drive like that to make something happen. If we can't force a three and out, at least we've got to force multiple first downs and a sustained drive. And you take a team like a Notre Dame, I just don't think that they'll be able to consistently do that. And so Cody could have a tremendous sort of hidden value in a game like this by pinning back the Notre Dame team.
Oh, sure. And what did you think when you were looking at the stats for this Notre Dame team? I mean, just on punt returns and kickoff returns, I thought it had to be a typo. I mean, Alabama comes into this with, you know, we don't have daunted return teams this year at all, but we come in very respectively at rank 40th in the country for punt returns and 14 kickoff returns. But they come in ranked 115 on punt returns, averaging 2 yards a punt return, and 85th on kickoff returns.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that? How can they be 70 behind our kickoff return team this year?
How can we be 14?
I know. Exactly. We're 14 and they're 84? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that may be the bigger question. I don't know. It probably goes to that gummed up way that these stats are kept. If I return the ball to the 20, then we're awarded 20 points. But if I just sit on the ball, we get it to 25. I think that's backwards. And so I stand by that. And so I don't know if maybe that's sort of an artificial stat. Maybe they're more disciplined and don't run it out when they shouldn't. I don't know. I mean, I think that's an onion that could be peeled back. But what I think is more comparable and comparable is the punt return. They're ranked 115 in the country. That's
right.
That's almost last.
Right.
I think that they will struggle. That you add that to what we've just, you know, talked about Mandel and his improvement. I think that that's going to really put them in a bad position. You know, let's be realistic. I hope that we're kicking the ball off to them quite a lot. And I hope that, you know, I guess I hope that we're not punting to them very often. But when we do, we will certainly drive them back. And they appear to not be a threat, you know, when we kick the ball. And maybe that's just them taking it on the 25, but that's fine. You can't, you can't do that. You can't score from there. And then that's just another long drive opportunity. So I think that they will be faced with a lot of long fields is what I take away. Which, again, we've talked about their offense being limited. I think they further sort of limit themselves in that way.
What do you think about Jeremy Shelley? He's had a hell of a year as well.
Yeah, you know, he has not missed. You know, what's interesting is we have a 75% field goal rate, as do they. What's interesting is with Shelley not missing, we're 100%, you know, inside, you know, like the 35 or 34. But some of their misses are short. They've missed some short kicks. So I definitely give the edge to us in the field goal game. If we had to kick one to win it, you know, or going in the half, we want to get a critical field goal. I feel much more comfortable about our kicking game than theirs, even the shorter ones, a 32, 35-yard field goal. Notre Dame probably still has some room for concern there.
Oh, sure. What else jumps out at you at special teams? Do you think we're going to see anything like the SEC championship game? I don't think we're going to make punt from our unit. Do you?
No, I don't either. I don't think that, you know, I think Coach only does, I don't think he does it because he can do it. I think he does it at points where he thinks we need a spark or we need to kind of manufacture a scoring opportunity. I don't know that against this team that we're, that, you know, not to discount the defense, we've talked through all of that, but I don't think that we're going to need to manufacture an extra possession in this game like we, you know, wanted to against, you know, Georgia and potentially other teams. I just don't feel that. I don't think that, and I'm going to say, you know, things that are going to sound contradictory, I don't think that Notre Dame necessarily attempts to do that either. I don't think that either team will win the game with special teams. I don't think that either team thinks that they can. I just think it's how do we not lose the game in special teams. The only exception to that that I would put into play is Notre Dame doing something, because they may actually feel that they need an extra possession.
Yes.
And so watch for something like an onside kick coming out of half or something like that.
Okay. What else jumps out at you on special teams in this matchup? Do you think we're actually going to let the ball go over our head in the end zone like Georgia did and was smart enough to take it on the 25, or are we going to frustrate you some more with our kickoff returns?
You know,
hopefully we won't see many of those, but nonetheless.
Well, yeah, you know, and hopefully not. And that was so frustrating to me that, you know, I made some pretty stern, you know, comments in our show last time that we should be credited negative yards and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know if you saw some of the, you know, some of the email traffic we got, and, you know,
I did
put a response out. You're baiting me. Someone said that, and I appreciate the comments because it made me kind of second guess. And there was kind of a good point baked in that, you know, if the kicks don't go into the end zone, then we can't down them in the end zone. Okay, that makes sense. But and so that made me go back and rewatch every one of the kickoffs from the Georgia game. And I'm sorry, that was a bad decision making.
Yes.
On our side. And having watched it again, maybe even more frustrated than I had been, you know, kind of coming out of the game. And so I hope that there's some coaching going on and that we do not run the ball out when it's in the end zone. Because I'll be honest with you, and you know, you saw the write up, and you know, folks go to the website where, you know, I broke down each of the five kickoffs, and the very last one we fumbled. And fortunately, we get the ball back. But if we lose that fumble, we lose that ball game.
Yes.
And that was a ball. That was an opportunity. And we get it at like the 21, and then there's a penalty, and so we get it at the whatever the, you know, half distance. And so, you know, the rear man gets credited for 20 plus yards. The drive starts at the 11. We fumble the ball, you know, potentially could have lost it, would have lost the game. And in that melee is when D. Milliner got poked in the eye. And so all of that is just not worth it.
No.
It's just not worth it. Down the ball. No. Down the ball and just go play.
No, absolutely. Hey, anything else about special teams before we give our predictions?
No, I don't. I really don't, you know, unless you have something, you know, maybe we see, you know, Christian Jones, you know, bust a punt return. I think that would be exciting. But other than maybe
we don't need that. Yeah,
we don't need it. You know, let's get the ball, let's secure the ball. I don't think we have to have a big play. You know, he made a couple, you know, Mays went down in the championship game last year and Christian had some success. And so maybe he kind of channels some of that. A punt return will be exciting, but it's not necessary. I just don't see us necessarily doing anything to win the game in special teams. Let's just do what we do and not do anything to screw up and lose the game in special teams.
Well, give me your prediction here, man. This is what I've been waiting for. How do you see this one coming out?
This is a classic matchup with Notre Dame and Alabama, two of the all-time, you know, programs, if you will. You know, they're going to try to run the ball. They have a stable of running backs and play defense. They're going to play, you know, what I'm calling a vintage SEC style. They're going to try to condense the game. I think intentionally that we're not going to play into that. That we're going to attack them down the field. You know, we're going to put some pressure on the back half of their defense. I so want to call this a blowout. I really want to call it a 31-to style game, and I could definitely see where this game could get out of hand for Notre Dame. There's an intangible quality that this team has. They've really come together, a lot of juniors and seniors. They've really bought into what Brian Kelly's doing. You know, he's building something there. This team really has an intangible quality, and so I'm going to give them a little bit of credit for that. I still think it's an Alabama win. I'm looking at a 26-13 type game. I've seen where we're 9.5, 10-point favorites. I think we do cover, but I don't think it's a blowout.
Okay. Well, I have been fairly conservative this season, and given teams a little bit more credit going into a couple games, and you know, after some of our big margins of victory, calling for some closer games, which did end up being closer, but still we still kind of had. But as I went back and broke this game out, man, it reminded me of the years past when we've had the fortune of playing in these other national championship games. An SEC team matching up against a non-SEC team right now in this day and age is just fun stuff.
Sure.
And they just don't scare me. They scare me for a couple first downs. They're not going to string several together. They're not going to break one loose for 50 yards and us not be able to catch them. I do think this is going to be a blowout. I have tried hard not to want to say that and make sure that there was something I wasn't missing, but there is not, man. You and I are going to be drunk at halftime. This is going to be a 38-13 type of ball game.
Okay.
It is going to – are they going to eke out a touchdown? Yes. Are they going to – there is their defense going to give them some field position where maybe they string a couple first downs together and make some long field goals because they have to put points on the board? Yes. But I think this is going to be a game reminiscent of how we handed it to Texas to start the ball game. We are going to pop them in the mouth the way they have not been popped in the mouth all year, and they are not going to know how to react.
All right. Well, I'm hanging my hat on, you know, sort of an intangible quality.
And I hope you're wrong.
And you're just saying there's no such animal. So, you know, so I think that's certainly fair. I could see where this could definitely be a blowout. I don't think that it is. I hope that it is. I don't think that it is, but no, I think it's fair to go out there and be aggressive. I think we both got the, you know, kind of the, you know, over. I don't want to say the over. I don't know what the over is, but you know, we're both saying that you know, we're given the points if we were to do Vegas style, and that's more than fair. Let me put you on the spot. Who is the MVP of the 2013 Discover BCS National Championship game in South Florida?
Oh, that's going to be Eddie Lacy.
Ah.
I think Eddie Lacy is going to do it again. I think Eddie Lacy, we talk about guys getting healthy, right? Well, I think this month layoff is going to do him even better than what we saw at the Georgia Dome. And I think he's going to have a big ball game, and I think he's going to get the nod.
Okay. I am giving it to everyone's favorite Bama boy, AJ McCarron. I think that we attack the ball down the field. I think that surprises a lot of people, and I don't know, you know, why people aren't paying attention that we can throw the ball. But I think so many people are ginned up on our running game that when we come out and we aggressively attack with the pass against what is a suspect scary. I think people are very, very shocked that this Alabama team can throw the ball like we can, like we know that we can.
Well, and let me just go back real quick. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And just to go back to that game, they had to win against Southern against USC. I mean, just to go back to that game for a quick second. When they played that ball game and they had that game in hand, and USC was down at that point 22-13, what did they do? They return the kickoff to the 50-yard line, and then they proceed to let the ball loose to their stud receiver, Marquise Lee. And he catches the ball with ease 5 yards behind the Notre Dame cornerback, and the guy tackles him at the 2. And then first and goal, they throw the ball back to Lee. And pass interference, first down. What do they do the next play? They throw it to their wide receiver, pass interference, first down again. And the announcers said they should just keep doing it. They score. And for some stupid reason, USC said, okay, we're going to run the ball now.
Sure.
And so they ran the ball against those 300-pounders and lost the ball game. And when I saw those couple plays, I said, oh, my gosh, everybody in the place knew they had to throw the ball, and they still were able to unleash a 50-yard bomb, and it looked like they were just playing catch in the backyard.
Yep.
And I can't get that image out of my head. And so I think that they are just so hung up on Manti Te'o, and he's a great player, and he's had a great career, but there's just a love fest going on with Notre Dame right now.
Yeah, like I said, I think these things kind of, you know, everyone kind of flocks on one side, you know, the media kind of gets tired of saying the same thing, so they start to kind of peel off and pick the other team. I think once we get, you know, once the bowl games actually start and people kind of put their football hats back on and think about games and preparing, I think the pendulum swings the other way and people say, well, maybe my team does have a chance, and then we come out and we do something that you and I know that we can do. But other folks, for reasons unclear to me, don't think that we can do, and that's be aggressive throwing the ball down the field. And so, you know, I think that may be what leads to the blowout, and I think that's what leads to McCarron being the national title game MVP.
Well, hey, I got one more thing I want to mention real quick. I just want to say to Bama fans, man, I think it's awesome that we are getting the chance to play Notre Dame as the opponent for the national championship. Having gotten to see us play Texas in 2009 and now getting to see another historic program like Notre Dame with the classy fans that they have, even if this isn't a close game, I'm just glad that they're the opponent.
Sure, absolutely. I think that, you know, we've had, and we've covered this, you know, some of the classic programs that we've played. You know, we opened the season with Michigan. We're going to close it with Notre Dame. I mean, that is quite a bookend right there. You know, you mentioned Texas. We played, you know, Penn State last year. Just some of the all-time programs, you know, that's, you know, the Mount Rushmore of historic programs, if you will, you know, just right there with some of those programs. So I think it's one of those things, and it's almost cheesy, but, you know, true college football fans, I think, get it, is that it's just more fun when certain teams are good. And, you know, obviously we like to think Alabama is part of that. I think I'm not a Notre Doter, but I think it's, you know, I think Notre Dame is one of those programs that, yes, college football is just sort of the history and the lore. I think when they're good, it's fun. That doesn't mean I have to root for them.
Yes.
But it's fun.
It's better. Yes.
And so when we have an opportunity to go heads up against them on this stage, in this venue, you know, you run out of words before you really capsule.
Oh, absolutely. Well, hey, man, I'm looking forward to it. I wish it was here tomorrow. I am ready to get to Miami.
I need some time to get my thong shape ready, but I'm excited and anxious and can't wait. We'll see you in Miami for the big game, and then we'll come back. I think we were a little negligent last year in doing a post game. We'll definitely do a post game, you know, right after the championship this year. But Tommy, happy holidays to your family. Everyone out there listening, happy holidays to your families. A happy new year. And after the first of the year, let's strap it on and go get 15.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. This has been another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.
Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a Roll Tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the Tide. Got that, Coach?
Aye.
Of course. Roll Tide.